Queen Elizabeth I. Elizabeth I of England, 1533 to 1603, is often described as a tyrant, a woman who killed her cousin, Mary Stuart of Scotland. She was the daughter of King Henry VIII and of a woman called Anne Boleyn. Elizabeth became a queen when her half-sister, Mary Tudor, died. She was 25 years old at that time. She reigned for 45 years until her death. In the beginning, many people tried to kill her. She was a Protestant, and many people thought she would persecute Roman Catholics. But she did not persecute anybody who didn't plot against her life or against England. Her ministers wanted to kill many people, but Elizabeth was against that, most of the time. She didn't want to marry, and she chose James, Mary Stuart's son, as her successor. She loved England very much and did everything possible to avoid a war. She spoke many languages, and she spoke them very well so that she could talk to foreign diplomats personally, avoiding gossip and misinterpretations. She managed to avoid a war for decades by speaking intelligently to her people and to foreign diplomats. During the last 17 years of her reign, she wasn't able to avoid the war with Spain anymore. Spain's armada was much stronger at that time than the English navy. What to do? England built ships as fast as it could, and Queen Elizabeth talked privately to some of the greatest English pirates, asking them to help England. This way, at the end of Elizabeth's reign, England managed to defeat the invincible Spanish armada and established itself as a great naval power. Queen Elizabeth I. Elizabeth I of England, 1533 to 1603, is often described as a tyrant, a woman who killed her cousin, Mary Stuart of Scotland. She was the daughter of King Henry VIII and of a woman called Anne Boleyn. Elizabeth became a queen when her half-sister, Mary Tudor, died. She was 25 years old at that time. She reigned for 45 years until her death. In the beginning, many people tried to kill her. She was a Protestant, and many people thought she would persecute Roman Catholics. But she did not persecute anybody who didn't plot against her life or against England. Her ministers wanted to kill many people, but Elizabeth was against that most of the time. She didn't want to marry, and she chose James, Mary Stuart's son, as her successor. She loved England very much and did everything possible to avoid a war. She spoke many languages, and she spoke them very well so that she could talk to foreign diplomats personally, avoiding gossip and misinterpretations. She managed to avoid a war for decades by speaking intelligently to her people and to foreign diplomats. During the last 17 years of her reign, she wasn't able to avoid the war with Spain anymore. Spain's armada was much stronger at that time than the English navy. What to do? England built ships as fast as it could, and Queen Elizabeth talked privately to some of the greatest English pirates, asking them to help England. This way, at the end of Elizabeth's reign, England managed to defeat the invincible Spanish armada and established itself as a great naval power.